Sylvain.
Yeah, Henry Johnson is a full-time writer who previously had a career in media. He was a broadcaster and producer here at the ABC, served as a liaison officer and a senior policy advisor with the New South Wales government. A nostalgic read, a beautifully written novella about life in inner Sydney suburbs set in the early 60s, an era long gone, fabrics of social history vanishing. And this is called Best and Fairest by Henry Johnson, and it's been selected by Claire as the Book of the Week. Claire, good evening.
Good evening, Tony.
This is a very different era we're talking about here, fairly unsophisticated.
Yes, it's an era that I wasn't, I didn't really know because I wasn't here during that time. It's a novella, 142 pages. It's through Valentine Press. And yes, it's about rugby football or footy in the early Sydney suburbs. You will be surprised that I'm reviewing a book about football, but this is a little bit different.
Yep.
And it was at a time when money was scarce, unemployment, poverty. It was enmeshed into the souls of the families. It's not just about the diverse families, it's the social mores of the time and the lives of 13 under 14 year olds vying for positions to play in the South Rabbitohs and Newtown Blue Bags. It's about the Aboriginals who leave Walgett and have just come to live in Redfern, trying to fit in. It's about the beer carts. I can't believe that this is the early 60s. Beer carts trawling the city driven by giant Clydesdales and young boys dreaming, mostly Anglo-Saxon and Aboriginals as well, dreaming of escaping the tool sheds and the factories for a more meaningful life. At 14, the majority of boys and girls left school for the workforce, and only hard to believe, it's 55 years ago. Stokers, S-T-O-K-E-R-S, they dreamt of holidays by the sea or winning the Sydney Opera House lottery that was being built at that time. These were the underbelly subculture. And long before the inner west was gentrified, I mean, it's unbelievable to imagine today houses I don't think you could find under 1 million.
That's true.
Isn't it? It's ironic. Mm. So Henry Johnson has written of Sydney's bygone era. It's interesting also linguistically because slowly the Aussie vernacular is dying out. I was just talking about that with a friend earlier and they were saying you probably have to go to the country now for the real.
Well, it's become very, nationalistic sound that we have simply because in the past, I don't think there was national media very much. You know, it's only really been the last 15 years that we've actually had programs that have gone coast to coast.
Oh, well.
And that's part of it too, you know.
Well, this is also about the families whose common denominator, yes, was the Sunday footy game. I mean, when they'd all, you know, go to the Redfern Oval and, go there and with families. It was a very big social event. It was a time of innocence. And I love the psychological insight into the 13 boys and their lives, how some turn to triumph and others to tragedy. There's one, for instance, Ken Casey. He's a bit of a loafer at school, L-O-A-F-E-R. You know, he's a bit of a larrikin, I guess. But he hides a secret. He's a boy soprano. And when Paul Robeson comes to Sydney and sings for the families at the Sydney Opera House who are building it, Ken, now a tenor, sang with him. There's Jimmy Bomer, B-O-M-E-R, from Walgett, whose aunties were part of the Stolen Generation. Look, it's a passionate read, a fervent read that weaves history throughout. A great nostalgic read.
Yeah, a passionate, fervent read of social mores in the early 60s Australia. It's a novella that relies on hundreds of anecdotes from the past, not just about the footy, but it also encompasses Aboriginality and the Stolen Generation, all sorts of issues relating to that. It's called Best and Fairest, and that is Henry Johnson's book. It's in paperback, and it's out and about now for about $18. Claire, thanks so much for that, and we'll catch you on Friday.
I'll see you Friday night. Good night.
Book of the Week, Claire Calvay.